This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Two Southern Teachers of the Year are now facing crimes related to children. An Alabama elementary school teacher was arrested this week and charged with willful abuse of a child under 18 after a video went viral showing her allegedly beating a boy with a belt more than 20 times. Cottage Hill Christian Academy said the boy was Nicole Staples' son, and the incident took place at her home. In the video, the woman identified as Staples yells obscenities at the child and beats him for not finishing his chores. She is also seen slamming the boy to the ground by his hair and jerking him back up again. The viral video is described as very disturbing and hard to watch. The school said it placed Staples, 44, on administrative leave when it learned about the allegations and fired her when she was arrested. School administrator Chris Brazell said, quote, "Cottage Hill Christian Academy prioritizes the well-being of children above all else. We will always act promptly, transparently, and responsibly when matters arise that may impact the safety or integrity of our school community." The school said it was cooperating with state and local officials as they continue their investigation. Staples was a second grade teacher at the school and named co-teacher of the year in May. Staples is to appear in court for a bond hearing in the coming days. A former South Carolina teacher who sent over 60 love letters to a student he stalked has pleaded guilty to harassment. 27-year-old Dylan Robert Dukes admitted in court Wednesday he contacted the victim after she left Star Elementary School in Anderson County. After realizing she would no longer attend the school, he joined her church. Dukes also engaged in a string of obsessive behavior, including writing the love letters, presenting the student with gifts, and unwanted hugs, beginning all the way back in 2023. In July 2024, the victim's mother stated that her daughter became uncomfortable as Dukes began showing up at functions he should not have been at. The mother said, quote, "My child has had to endure moments of uncomfortability in places like church, school, and sports where my child should be comfortable and able to enjoy being a child." Investigators said Duke's behavior had been leading toward criminal sexual conduct. A news release by the sheriff's office stated, "Detectives were able to stop the harassment and stalking before it became anything physical, which the juvenile was in fear of." According to the Anderson County Sheriff's Office, investigators searched Duke's classroom and found photos of the child, which were not sexual in nature. Police then arrested Dukes and charged him with stalking. During Wednesday's plea hearing, Dukes pleaded guilty to first-degree harassment. A judge sentenced him to 3 years behind bars, which was suspended to 5 years of probation. He's also required to surrender his teaching certificate and undergo mental health counseling. The judge also approved a permanent restraining order, which prohibits any contact with the victim. Star Elementary named Dukes Teacher of the Year for the 2023-2024 school year. More crime and justice news after this. A Florida man is behind bars for murdering a woman who allegedly flew from the United Kingdom to be killed. Sonia Exelby was reportedly experiencing mental health issues when she met Dwayne Hall, 53, on a fetish site where she sought someone to abuse her. Exelby flew from the United Kingdom to Florida a week before her body was found in a shallow grave at a Marion Oaks home on October 17th. Alarms were raised before Exelby's body was discovered because she failed to board a flight back home on October 13th. Fingerprints were taken from the body to confirm it was Exelby. An autopsy concluded Exelby was fatally stabbed 4 times with a knife. Hall was recorded in jail calls telling his wife to keep an eye out for a package from an Ohio friend in 6 months. This led to the discovery of Facebook messages that Hall allegedly sent from jail to the friend who lives in Ohio. Authorities eventually obtained the package, which reportedly contained a knife stained with Exelby's blood. Investigators said the Facebook messages Hall sent to the friend showed that Hall was controlling her, that she was afraid, and had made a mistake. Surveillance footage allegedly showed Hall purchasing a shovel, which was later recovered from his home. The shovel not only contained his and Exelby's DNA, but a label for a shovel was found in the shallow grave. The label matched the brand of shovel Hall was seen purchasing in the surveillance footage. While Hall initially denied knowing Exelby, records indicated that his business billed expenses on Exelby's bank card. Additionally, license plate readers confirmed Hall's vehicle picked up Exelby from the Gainesville airport on October 10th. According to investigators, bank records and surveillance footage also established that Hall bought a shovel right before picking up Exelby from the airport. Eventually, Hall allegedly confessed to meeting Exelby on a fetish site 2 years earlier. He claimed that he was acting as a mentor to Exelby and was trying to convince her not to kill herself. He reportedly also admitted to having sex with Exelby at an Airbnb. Hall also stated that he had some violent tendencies. Investigators recovered a video Hall deleted, which showed Hall asking Exelby, covered in bruises, why she was there. Exelby responded, "Because I'm an awful person. I've crushed everyone who ever loves me." Exelby allegedly sent this message to a friend on Discord on October 11th. "He made it clear there was no way out unless I shoot him. I was questioning it last night. I thought he'd do it quick and not give my mind time to stew." Authorities in the United Kingdom said Exelby looked for someone to kill her last year, but she was stopped and underwent treatment. Hall was charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, credit card fraud, and unlawful use of a communication device. A judge denied him bond earlier this week. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.